It's time for Lebanon Valley College Women's Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Voice Ring of PA, and Lebanon Valley College. Now let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to LVC Gymnasium. Brian Kaiser along with John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy with us as well. We've got second round action in the NCAAs, and tonight it's the Mount St. Mary Knights at 25-3, the champions of the Skyline Conference from Newburgh, New York, and they are taking on the Lebanon Valley Flying Dutchmen, 25-3 also. They are the MAC Commonwealth champions out of Annville, Pennsylvania. And going into this game, both these teams coming off exciting first-round victories for Mount St. Mary. It was a 63-62 come-from-behind victory and a last-second shot to win it by Christina Nieves. And that was a victory over Gwynedd Mercy in round one. LVC right after that took out Vassar, a very tough foe who fought for the entire 40 minutes, but it was LVC victorious by a score of 73-68. We'll step out for a break. When we come back, I'll talk with LVC head women's coach Todd Guklowski. That's coming up here on the pregame show here after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wig and Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside with Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Guklowski. Coach, big win last night in a game where a lot of people probably just assumed a win last night against Vassar, but an outstanding squad, great guards, and they fought tooth and nail, and it was a hard-earned and very deserved victory.
Well, thanks for having me on the program. I appreciate it. Vassar's an outstanding team, very well coached, 2 terrific guards, 1 definitely All-American caliber, and the other one not too far behind that. Definitely had our hands full, and that's what NCAA tournament is all about. Great games, exciting games, and hopefully we have another one in front of us tonight.
The other thing that the NCAA tournament about it is about the quick turnaround and the fact that you play last night, you have to turn right around today and prepare for another opponent who is just as good and many times even better. And Mount St. Mary's is a very challenging foe.
Well, Mount St. Mary's has a long tradition of success. They win 20-plus games every year for I don't know how long. They're very well coached, experienced and veteran coach, and we know we're going to have our hands full. We'll have to execute well and play as a team, and we'll have to stop their shooters.
Health-wise, in terms of the fact that it's back-to-back nights, Tierney Hilt's obviously a concern coming into the week, and some other players, a little bit of nicks and bruises here and there. Do you go deeper in the bench? Is it depending on the situation? What makes that determination for you?
Well, all hands on deck. All hands on deck tonight. We probably would have at least 1, maybe 2 players out if it was a regular season game today. But it's an exciting opportunity in front of us, and we have no injuries right now.
Understood. Just taking a look at the atmosphere that this place was rocking last night, expect to have the same sort of crowd. It has to be very heartening for you to see that the community coming out and supporting this team the way that they are.
I love our community here at Lebanon Valley and the surrounding area. Support our women so well, and I'd like to thank them, and we appreciate their support. They definitely push us over the top and help us get wins, very frankly.
What do you expect from Mount St. Mary's? What do you have to do to win this game in advance of the Sweet 16?
Well, we're going to have to play with poise and play relaxed. It's a big game. It's an exciting game. We just have to focus on the task at hand. Mount St. Mary's will mix up their zone and man-to-man coverages, so we'll have to recognize and read and execute in a number of different ways in our offense tonight.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That was Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Guklowski. Back with more after this here on the pregame show here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along. It's Lebanon Valley College versus Mount St. Mary College of New York, LVC. It's the second round of the NCAA Women's Division III basketball playoffs. And when we come back, we'll run down the starting lineups and we'll have tip-off. It's LVC and Mount St. Mary College when we return after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in a student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Arnold Sports Complex in Anvil, Pennsylvania. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. Engineer is Steve Leedy, studio producer Jess Meese, and Jake Legor. Mount St. Mary College taking on Lebanon Valley College here tonight. Your starters right now, and of course the main starters, Jen McConnell. And she is the 5'9 senior, averaging 17.5 a game.
Bro. Yeah, and Jen McConnell is going to be a matchup that I'm sure Lebanon Valley will probably end up putting Caitlin Murphy on her defensively. McConnell, a 5'9 senior out of Belford, New Jersey. You said 17.45 points per game. She's joined in the starting lineup by Sharnish McCullough, a 5'5 junior out of Wyandatch, New York. 5 points per game. And also second in the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio. Amanda Horvers, the three-point gunner for this team. She's a 5'9 senior out of Kingston, New York, at 12.5 points per game. Also in the starting lineup will be Rachel Perrone, a 5'10 sophomore out of Poquog, New York, 7.5 points per game. And also Kate Hartnett, a 5'9 junior out of Floral Park, New York, 5.5 points per game for her. For the Flying Dutchman, Starting lineup will be same as last night. Liz Borgia, 5'10", junior out of Scranton at 7 points per game. Tierney Hills, the leading scorer on this LVC team per game. She's at 12, just under 12 points per game, the 5'4", junior out of York, Pennsylvania. Kylie Chaklos, the steely freshman at 5'4", out of Frackville, Pennsylvania, at 10.5 points per game and 4 assists per game. Renee Fritz, a 6'1", junior out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at 9 points per game. And Caitlin Murphy, the senior captain at 5'7", senior out of Minersville, Pennsylvania. She averages just over 7 points per game and is the Flying Dutchman's defensive specialist.
Todd Goklowski and Coach Ognabean of Mount St. Mary College right out there shaking hands to the starters, giving last-minute preparations to the teams. Brian, LVC has been here before last year. They hope to make it back to that Sweet 16, but a tough battle. Mount St. Mary College last night battling the whole time, found themselves down against Gwinnett Mercy, never gave up, and won it at the end.
Forced 28 turnovers last night. I don't see LVC committing that many, but I also don't see Mount St. Mary shooting as poorly from the field as they did last night. That's going to be a key. I think a couple things to really keep your eye on: the pace of this game. I think Lebanon Valley wants to get up and down the floor. They have the advantage in transition against a slower Mount St. Mary team. This Mount St. Mary team, watch for their defensive switches going from man to zone almost seamlessly. They will put a lot of players in the game, but their main ones, McConnell, Horvers, and McCullough, will play a lot of minutes here today. The pressure is on them to finally get out of the first round for the first time in 12 trips.
And the tap controlled off the bat by the Knights of Mount St. Mary College. McCullough with the ball. I have to say, some of these numbers are a little hard to see with these uniforms. They've got the black uniforms, the dark uniforms from Mount St. Mary College, going right to left on the video stream and on the radio. McConnell plays it to the inside. Well, a half hook shot on the inside there by Harnett. No good. Rebounded by LVC. On the right side is Tierney Hiltz with it on the wing, working against the man-to-man. Out front, Chaklos, left side to Fritz. Right wing is Hiltz. Hiltz plays into the right corner. Now it's Borgia, takes it down into the paint. Left side, it's going to be Murphy. Her shot no good. Rebounded in the corner by Hiltz. Hiltz bouncing it to Fritz. Now trying to get it to Borgia. Stolen away with McCullough. Bringing it up the floor for the Knights. McCullough tosses it left corner. 17-foot jumper for two is good for Horvers. It's 2-0 Mount St. Mary College.
She's the sharpshooter on this Knights team. You have to be aware of her, but in transition, they were unable to match up and get a hand in her face.
Borgia left side. Kylie Chaklos right side. Murphy. Murphy dribbles out toward the top of the key. Back over to Chaklos. She'll take it to the left side. Now bouncing it again dangerously to Murphy out front. Murphy top of the key. Borgia at the right elbow. Chaklos left side, two on the shot. Gets it away in time for the two.
Good offensive switch for LVC. Ran a different set when the first one wasn't working. And Chaklos calmly hits the jumper at the end of the shot clock.
Early on, tied at two. It's going to be Harnett lobbing it down left side and right to the bucket. Putting it up and in is Perrone.
As she averages 7.5 points a game, and a good screen at the high post to free her up.
Fritz with it on the right wing, bouncing it for Murphy. Takes it right side. Borgia, right of the lane, little left-handed hook, no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback bounces in and out, no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Back the other way comes McCullough. Quickly up the floor, plays it over onto the right side. McConnell takes the jumper from the elbow, off the glass, and in.
Not sure if she called that one. Murphy came off of that one, had the hand right on her. McConnell had to actually adjust her shot to get around her.
Here's Chaklos taking it down the lane off the glass. It rolls out no good, but Fritz is there for the putback for LVC. We're at a 6-4 game in favor of Mount St. Mary College. Out front, McCullough with the basketball. Top of the key. Bouncing it to the left side. That's Harnett onto the right side. Three-pointer is good by McConnell.
And she is not a great three-point shooter. 6-for-31 on the season, just 19%, but she steps out and makes that one. And Chaklos looks like she's twisted an ankle.
Yep, she's limping off the floor and going back to meet with the trainer. 17:09 to play here in the first half. It's 9-4 Mount St. Mary College. And what a blow that is if Chaklos cannot return.
That is a huge, huge break for Mount St. Mary. With Chaklos out of the game right now, she has been such a steely competitor for this LVC team. A confidence belying a freshman. And with her over there getting checked out, that now puts more pressure on other players to step up. And who is going to actually handle the ball? The only good thing is Mount St. Mary, not a big press team. So it's not going to affect them in that way. And that's a plus for LVC because of the opponent they're facing.
They bring in Amanda Donia to replace her. Tierney Hiltz with the basketball on the right wing. LVC down by 5. Down low, Fritz off the glass and in. Fritz hard. From the right side makes it 9-6, down by 3.
And hard work by Fritz in the low block, really working hard to get there.
Here's a steal by Hiltz, but it comes back into the Knights. Jumper from the left corner, no good by Horvers. The putback inside by Harnett. She is fouled. So Harnett will go to the line shooting 2.
Donia will pick up the first foul against Lebanon Valley in a first half of play since last weekend, because last night they didn't have a single foul whistled against them in the entire first half of play against Vassar.
First shot at the line by Harnett is good.
Harnett on the season, a 59% foul shooter.
Our Steve Leedy saying he took a check and wasn't sure if Chaklos is either just cramping or left ankle. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
I'm going to guess ankle. It's real early to be cramping at this point.
Harnett hits them both from the foul line, 11-6, in favor of Mount St. Mary College. Bach in the game, Donia left corner, Murphy. Murphy bouncing it to Fritz, throws it back out front. This one's going to go into the backcourt. A backcourt violation on LVC.
Very, very important stretch of the game for the Flying Dutchman, because you have to make sure you don't allow, with Chaklos out of the game, you can't allow the Knights to run out and get a big lead on you. You have to keep your poise at this point and really keep your concentration and dig down deep.
Inbounds pass comes into McCullough. She'll run the offense against Donia. On the right side, Makano tosses it back out front for Harnett. On the right side, Perrone. Now McCullough again, top of the key. 13 on the shot. She'll lob it to Perrone. Right side, McCullough. Deep three, bullseye.
Yeah, this isn't last night. 19% from the field in the first half last night. Looks like they've warmed things up a little bit from where they were, as they have now hit a few threes.
14-6, Mount St. Mary College. Murphy over on the left side. Crossover dribble gives it off out front for Hiltz. Hiltz on the wing, back to Murphy, top of the key. Left side, ball saved by Donia. Murphy gets it back, 8 on the shot. Murphy out on the wing, Hiltz for 3, bullseye!
That's a huge shot. Definitely a needed 3 for LVC, and one where they had a ragged possession, but Tierney Hiltz's ability outside the arc bails them out.
14-9 in favor of Mount St. Mary College. McConnell with the ball, dribbling on the right wing, back pedals a little bit, out front Perrone. She'll go downtown again, off the front of the rim, no good, rebound Hiltz. Here come the Flying Dutchman quickly up the floor. Murphy takes it down the left side, lobs it inside, there's Fritz, off the glass, and then she's got 6. It's 14-11 Mount St. Mary College.
The advantage of Renee Fritz being a very quick, big, getting down the floor in transition, difficult for other teams to match up, gets that transition bucket.
Makano dribbling left side, stops on the wing, back out front, taking it down the lane. McCullough puts it up and in, right in the face of the LVC defense.
She drove it right down the lane, had actually a dish out over on the baseline, but instead decided that she would take it herself inside. Fortunately for her, she made it, because there was no rebounding help if she would have missed it.
16-11, Mount St. Mary College. Hiltz out front for Bach. Over on the left side to Murphy. Murphy on the wing. Now Fritz at the elbow. Out to Hiltz on the right wing. Down for Bach inside. And there's going to be a reach-in foul.
as Bach got the pass and reset the shot clock to 30. Bach yesterday having struggling a little bit on the inside making shots, but she had suffered some hand injuries or a hand injury earlier in the week and was bothering her just a little bit. As we've got timeout, we'll step out. 14 minutes to play here in the first half. Mount St. Mary College 16, Lebanon Valley College 11. This is the NCAA Division III Women's second round playoff game on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back. Chuck Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. 16-11, Mount St. Mary College leading LVC.
Quick start for the Knights. They're 6-for-9 from the field, 67%. They've come out shooting aggressively, hitting things. At this point, already 4 assists for both teams. Is LVC actually shooting well, too? They're 5-for-9. It's just a quick start for Mount St. Mary, and also to compound things for LVC with Kylie Chaklos getting injured. She's over there on the bench right now. Looks like she has a wrap around the left leg. Maybe it might have been a muscle strain, something like that, because what we were told is they were stretching her out down there, usually a cramp sort of thing, but she's not in the game right now.
Hiltz with the inbounds pass for LVC. Fritz holding out front. Hiltz, Bach, top of the key. Right side, Murphy. Murphy dribbling on the right wing. 10 on the shot. Murphy, right baseline. Fritz, now to Bach, the elbow. 7 on the shot. Fritz, 15-footer from the wing, no good. Rebound goes toward the corner. Murphy comes over there for LVC.
And
back
Russo,
out front.
And Russo got a hand on that to keep that one alive.
Here's Bach on the wing. 5-point lead. Mount St. Mary College. Russo trying to bounce pass, and it's a kickball.
Chaklos is at the scorer's table. She's going to check back in.
So, of the two possible things with her, you know, maybe it was some type of a muscle strain.
I think it's got to be a muscle strain based on where she is. A new wrapping on the left calf.
Yeah. So that's a little bit relieving now.
Very relieving. The fact that she's in the game right now is relieving because they wouldn't be putting her in otherwise if they thought something more serious was up.
Hiltz with it out front for Murphy. Chaklos with it, top of the key. Chaklos taking it to the right side, 8 on the shot. Chaklos out front, Hiltz takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, it bounces around, no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Back the other way comes McCullough up onto the front court. McCullough slowing it up, top of the key. Now Perrone onto the left side, jumper there by Metzger, no good. Rebounded by Chaklos. Quickly up onto the front court to Hiltz, right baseline. She's out too far to Bach on the wing. Chaklos at the elbow, left side Murphy. She'll take the two, no good. Rebounded inside strong by Nieves. Back the other way comes McCullough. McCullough, left side gets it back from Metzger. McCullough, check that, Perrone. McCullough, left wing. Metzger swings it around to the right side. 10 on the shot clock right now. Horvers out for McCullough. She'll take it right of the lane, trying to go into the bucket. Her shot is short. Rebounded inside, swatted on the second attempt by Murphy. Here comes Hiltz. Long pass up to Chaklos to the bucket, up and in.
That's great defense from Murphy as she actually got beat initially by McCullough. The recovery forced a bad shot, and then the wherewithal to know that the shot clock's running down. Get that hand up because the return shot's going to come up.
16-13. Mount St. Mary College, they've got the ball on the right side. Nueves taking it to the bucket, but she's going to be fouled. Nueves, 72% foul shooter, gets two at the line with 11:39 to go here in the first half.
And a tough foul on Fritz, because Fritz actually was playing good defense, and Caitlin Bach was up top of the key. Nieves rolled down low, and Bach was slow to recover. Fritz had to reach in to prevent an easy layup.
Now we get the timeout. We'll step out. 11:39 to go here in the first half. 16-13, Mount St. Mary College leading LVC. This is the second round of the Women's Division III NCAA Tournament on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser. 16-13. Folks have to be wondering about these timeouts, something the NCAA is doing this year with the Division III games. Those timeouts every 4 minutes, essentially.
It's basically what it's the same thing they do at Division I the entire season because of the availability of television. They have those every 4 minutes. After you get under those 4 minutes, there's an official's timeout. It's something that they're doing at the tournament level, and they're making sure everybody does that at the tournament level so everyone's used to it, because we know for sure that a lot of the games are being televised, but also the finals and the Final Four will definitely be televised.
I didn't catch who they put that last foul on. Was
Fritz.
It Bach?
It's
Fritz, okay. And the first shot at the line by Nieves is no good.
It's tough coming back, especially as a freshman like Nieves is, after a timeout and having to take a foul shot right away, and she misses it short, makes the second one, though.
17-13. Favor of the Knights. LVC with it. Lob pass down for Fritz inside, off the glass, and in. Fritz now with eight. LVC doing a nice job exploiting the Knights on the inside.
She's the matchup difficulty. She had 14 last night, and already on her way to a big night this evening.
17-15, Mount St. Mary College. They've got it out front and away from the play. We're going to get a foul. I believe this is going to be against McCullough.
Illegal screen, and it's something that Mount St. Mary is very good at. They set a lot of hard back screens. That's the second one against McCullough, so an important one there, the floor general for this Knights team.
Here's Kylie Chaklos with the ball. Out front for Hiltz at the top of the key. Hiltz trying to go down the lane. Had a knock from behind. Nice job by McConnor. She'll take it coast to coast. Her shot blocked by Murphy, but they'll call the foul on Caitlin Murphy.
McConnor a little bit slow getting up, but Murphy doing an outstanding job of sprinting down, not allowing an easy layup. Got a lot of ball, but did definitely catch body on the way by as well. I'm just amazed that she was able to catch up to that one and prevent the easy layup.
First shot by McConnell is good. She has six.
McConnell is an 81% foul shooter, but last night just 8 for 14 from the line. So a strange, odd off night for her from the stripe.
Second shot of the line is also good. 19-15. Mount St. Mary College with a lead. Chaklos brings it up the floor for LVC. Across the timeline, plays it left side. Hiltz on the left wing. Hiltz dribbles toward the top of the key. Now dishes it off to Murphy on the right side. She'll dribble to the left. Stops out front. Hiltz lobbing it down low for Bach. It's deflected out by Nieves. Out of bounds. It'll be LVC ball. And Borgia and Russo check in. And a break for Fritz and Murphy.
That's a couple of captains going out of the game right now. And now with LVC down by four, where's the scoring going to come from?
Here's Hiltz getting the inbounds pass, but her layup is just a little bit too strong and bounces out. Back the other way, Mount St. Mary College with it. Whitty with it, top of the key, dribbles to the right, looked to pass right, then goes back to the left. Whitty now Metzger, out front Nieves, onto the right side, Whitty. Whitty on the right wing, 10 on the shot. They swing it around to the left side. McConnell, top of the key. Hiltz needs to get back into her face. They'll play to the left side. Whitty taking the left baseline. Didn't get it off in time. It was a shot clock violation. LVC basketball.
Surprised right now that Horvers is over on the bench. And with McCullough out of the game with two fouls, Whitty is not a player that they're looking to for offense. So LVC doing an excellent job of getting in the face of the only scorer, McConnell.
LVC with the ball. Bach has it. Hands it off to Hiltz, left side. Bach left of the paint, double-teamed out to Hiltz, left wing for three, off the glass, too strong. And we're going to get a foul away from the play on Caitlin Bach on the inside.
They're clearing out, trying to get room underneath.
Her first, team fourth, 9:43 to play here in the first half, 19-15, Mount St. Mary College leading.
And as I expected, Horvers back into the game for the Knights. Again, to see who they match up with here, they're going to send Russo now over on McConnell, and it's going to be Hiltz to track Horvers.
McConnell dribbling left wing, almost lost it, has it deep in the corner, and it's tossed back out front to Whitty. Whitty, top of the key, McConnell left wing. She'll work against Russo, and now switch off. Eight on the shot, down inside the paint, double team there, and able to get the shot away, but no good as Garvey. And here comes Chaklos the other way for LVC. Chaklos bounce pass left side, Hiltz to the bucket, up, no good, too strong again. Ball is deflected to Neves, and here comes Mount St. Mary College. Back the other way, left wing. It's going to be Horvers out front for Whitty. Two times down the floor now. Just a little bit too strong to the bucket has been Hiltz, and just had to bounce off the front of the rim and out. 13 on the shot. Whitty, right wing, out front. Ooh, I thought there was a travel there, but McConnell was able to hit the shot for two.
They gave her that settling step, and that was enough to give her the separation to elevate and make the jumper.
21-15, Mount St. Mary College. Hiltz again to the bucket, takes that two-step run, gets the shot, and the foul.
And Hiltz just streaking down from that right wing. Defense so much in the face in the man-to-man that it allows Hiltz to get in there, and finally the help defense getting there late from Nieves.
First one on Nieves. Team third. Hiltz at the line. Shooting one. It's good. She's got six. 21-17, Mount St. Mary.
And Fritz and Murphy back in the game. Bach and Hiltz out of the game. Also, Nieves has checked out of the game for Mount St. Mary as they will continue to switch players in and out in the low block.
Whitty with the ball. Left side. Out front, Horvers. Now McConnell. Spin move near the elbow. Takes the 15-foot fade. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds.
Great help defense from Gia Russo. As Murphy was able to bring her back and cut her off to the baseline, she swung back in to the inside, and Russo was there with a hand directly in the face of McConnell.
Out front is Fritz, left side, Chaklos. Chaklos running against Whitty, now getting it to Borgia, left of the lane, left-handed layup is up and in. Liz Borgia's first bucket, 21-20, LVC down by one.
And a great aggressive take. In rhythm, left baseline, the lead pass led her right to the bucket.
Whitty plays it onto the left side for Harnett. McConnell on the left wing, working against Murphy. Bounce pass out front, three ball away, and is good. Check in only two for Horvers.
But they worked off some good screening down low. Horvers able to pop out up top. Didn't get outside of the arc, but still makes the jumper.
Three-point lead, Mount St. Mary College. Chaklos with a bounce pass. Russo. Out front, takes it to the left side, pulls up at the elbow, no good, but she was fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line shooting two.
And Makanu, I think, is the one who's going to get called for the personal.
First foul on her team, fourth foul. As we have a break, we'll step out. 7:15 to play, first half. Mount St. Mary College 23, Lebanon Valley College 20. This is second round NCAA Women's Basketball Division III playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, Luminaries of the 20th Century in Art, Politics, and Culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. 23-20, Mount St. Mary College with the lead here on Lebanon Valley with 7:15 to play in the first half. By the way, coming up at halftime, Brian, Stephen McDonald, president of LVC.
Quick stat check. Both teams shooting exactly 50% from the field. Both teams, six assists in the early going. LVC with three turnovers compared to two Mount St. Mary's. LVC with the rebounding lead 10-8, but really an even game on the stat sheet, and pretty much on the scoreboard, too.
Gia Russo at the line. First shot is good for her. Normally a 68% foul shooter for LVC. She'll take a second shot as well. On the way and got it. 23-22, Mount St. Mary College up by one. Out front is Witte. Plays it onto the right side. Metzger swings it around to Witte on the left wing. Now out front, they'll work it again. It's Harnett. Horvers. Eight on the shot. Pass block. Fritz comes up with it. Gives it to Chaklos in the backcourt. Knights fall back into their half-court man. Here's Murphy on the right wing. Chaklos. Left side to Russo. Out for Murphy. Top of the key, right side. Chaklos, long pass left corner to Russo inside. Fritz off the glass and in. She's got 10. LVC with the lead, 24-23.
And if you're not a three-point shooting team, that's a clinic on how to beat the 2-3 zone. Quick passes. The skip pass has the defense out of position. The quick dump inside.
Left side, Witte. Out front. Jumper. Horvers, no good. Rebound to Murphy. Here comes LVC the other way. Murphy quickly up the floor onto the front court. Russo right side. Borgia right side of the lane off the glass and in. Borgia's got four. LVC with a 26-23 lead under six to play in the first half.
It's the speed of the passes that's the key, John. It's putting the bigs in a situation where they have a quick turn and move to the bucket.
Over on the right side. Witte with the basketball on the right wing. Bouncing it. McConnell, top of the key. She'll dribble to the right side. Takes it toward the bucket off the glass. No good. Rebounded Fritz. She went just a little bit too hard off that glass. Here comes LVC. Inside. Borgia. One bounce off the glass and in. And we've got a timeout for the Knights. Now we'll keep it right here. LVC with their largest lead of the game of five. It's 28-23. Flying Dutchman.
And the thing that's changed has been the pace of the game. Lebanon Valley, all of a sudden, in the offensive set, looking to push it up the floor, but not only looking to push it up the floor, also when they have the basketball in the offensive set, the pace at which they're moving the basketball around and the excellent vision all over the place right now from the LVC players as they are looking for the inside, trying to get that ball down in the low block, and they have done so repeatedly, already 8 assists in the first half as a team for Lebanon Valley. And I was wondering when this move was going to be made by Mount St. Mary, as their coach has gone back to Sharnice McCullough with those two personal fouls. Whitty, who is not really any sort of an offensive threat, she comes out at this point. McCullough has to go back in.
Mount St. Mary College brings it up the floor, down by 5 with 5:20 to play in the first half. Right side is McCullough. McConnell over on the right side. Turnaround shot, air ball. She had Murphy in her face and just kind of turned, threw some up. Here's Hiltz on the front court, out front for Chaklos. Right side, Hiltz on the wing. Chaklos, top of the key, right side. Tierney Hiltz. Hiltz out front now for Borgia. Left side, Chaklos.
Back man to man, too, John. They've gotten out of the zone.
Borgia, right side, Hiltz. 10 on the shot. Hiltz driving right side, puts up a floater, no good. Rebounded on the inside, McConnell. She'll quickly bring it up the floor. Bounce pass, right side, McCullough. Shot high off the glass, no good. Neves with the rebound, and then she puts it in.
Just in the right place, and because Fritz had to go over in the three-on-two break, she was the player in the back. She had to go contest the shot. There was no one there to block out Neves on the backside.
Here's Chaklos taking it down the lane to the bucket, and a blocking foul is going to be whistled on the inside. That one's going to be on Kate Harnett. Her first. Team fifth, and that'll put Chaklos at the line shooting two.
Chaklos on the season, an 83% foul shooter. She's the MAC Commonwealth Rookie of the Year, and really her hallmark performance was that championship game against Widener, where it was just tooth and nail the entire way until at the very end LVC pulled away. But 27 points in that one for Chaklos, really showing that she has come of age.
Chaklos makes the first, misses the second. Neves with the rebound. Meanwhile, McConnell came out of the game. Here's McCullough with the ball, playing it to the left side. Harnett, 29-25, LVC leading, 4:10 to play, first half. With it is Harnett to the left side, three-pointer. Horver's got it.
LVC did not recognize McConnell out of the game. Hiltz was stuck over there. Normally, that's an automatic switch where Murphy, with McConnell out of the game, will immediately go over and cover Horvers. Better defender. Horvers able to shake off Hiltz and hit the three.
Left side. Here's Borgia in the paint. Hiltz right wing. Back to Borgia inside. Her shot is short. Gets her own rebound. Has it stripped out on the second attempt. Back the other way comes McCullough. She'll bring it up the floor. Lost it, and it deflects over to Hiltz. Here comes LVC. Long pass front court. Chaklos taking to the bucket. We're going to get the blocking foul on the inside on Becky Metzger of Mount St. Mary College.
That was a tremendous wrestling takedown that time. It just rolled her over top, and the nice thing about it was she lands on Metzger so she doesn't get injured any worse than she already was earlier in the game with what we are guessing is a muscle strain. But they look to push the ball, but it all starts from the defense of Caitlin Murphy, poking the ball away. Ball goes the other way, and Chaklos fearlessly attacking the rim.
We've got timeout. We'll step out. 3:29 to play first half. LVC 29, Mount St. Mary College 28. This is the NCAA second round, Division III Women's Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
This broadcast is brought to you by Voice Ring of PA in Harrisburg. Voice Ring offers business class phone systems flexible enough to handle the modern workforce with professional auto attendant, extension dialing, customized call routing, voicemail, and music on hold. Their number is 395-9301, 395-9301, or online at www.voice-ring.com.
Well, back into the game. McConnell checks back in for Mount St. Mary College. Out there with McCullough, Neves, also Harnett and Horvers. LVC up by one. And at the line shooting two will be Chacklers.
And I think a really great move that time by head coach for the Knights, Jay Randall Ognamin. He gets McConnell out knowing that the official timeout under 4 minutes is coming up. Gets her out for a short minute, refocuses her because she's getting frustrated with Murphy all over her, has thrown up a couple of poor shots the last couple times she's had the basketball on offense. He just gets her over there and just says something to probably to the effect of, let the game come to you. You don't have to force things right now.
Checklos hits the first foul shot, back to a two-point lead for LVC. That was the sixth team foul on the night, so LVC will go to the bonus here for the rest of the half. Second shot by Checklos is also good. 31-28 LVC. McCullough brings it up the floor, right to left. Onto the front court. Plays it to the left side for Horvers. Out front, Harnett. Now, dangerous pass. McConnell on the right side. She'll work against Russo, trying to get it down low. Fritz deflects it away. Fritz has had a great first half. Here comes LVC. Hiltz, right side. Checklos, top of the key, right side. Hiltz, right corner. Russo trying to force it down for Borges. Saved by Fritz, getting it back to Checklos. Here's Fritz in the corner now for LVC. 15 on the shot. Left wing is Borges. Borges on the wing. Russo, top of the key, 10 on the shot. Hiltz in the corner, takes it along the baseline. She skedaddles through traffic and puts it off the glass and in.
Very close to being a walk, but none called. She was able to squeeze through there, but that's what we've seen all season from her. A great finisher around the rim.
33-28 LVC. Right side, McCullough on the wing, takes the deep three. No good. Fritz with another rebound for LVC. She'll give it off to Checklos. Quickly up onto the front court. Bounce pass right side. Russo back to Checklos. Underhanded layup is short. Rebound goes off the leg of Neves. Out of bounds. It'll be LVC ball.
Well, Neves got away with a shove in the back of Borges underneath. They're going to say it was sort of just wrestling underneath for the rebound position, but Neves definitely had the forearm in the back. Borges went to the ground, and fortunately for LVC, they get it back.
Checklos will lob it into Fritz out front. And now it's Hiltz with the ball out near center circle. 17 on the shot. Checklos with the ball on the right side. She'll take it to the right wing. Bouncing it to Borges, foul line, left side, Hiltz. Hiltz going toward the foul line. Now dishing it off on the right wing. Checklos for three. Scores for Checklos. It's 36-28. An 8-point lead now for LVC. And back the other way, another steal by LVC as Harnett cannot hold on to the ball.
John, Kylie Checklos during the regular season, 2 3-point baskets all year in the NCAA tournament. She already has two in the last 2 days.
She stays in the backcourt, getting the signals from Coach Todd Goklowski. Brings it up onto the front court, left side for Russo. Russo on the wing, hits the lob down low to Fritz from Checklos. Fritz has 12. It's 38-28 LVC.
Oh, and it's fun just watching right now the precision of the pass from Russo, the touch pass over the top.
38-28 LVC. Here's McCullough, left wing, out front, Neves holding right side. Harnett off her leg, has to pick it back up out front. Check that, that was Horvers. Now McConnell with it, top of the key, 5 on the shot. McConnell into the right corner, 3-pointer is short. Rebounded by Hiltz. 3-pointer was by Harnett. LVC slows it up with 50 seconds to play in the half, 23 on the shot. They lead by 10.
Yeah, they're really making a run here at the end of this first half to try to put the Knights in a really bad situation.
Here's Russo, right wing. Out front, Hiltz dribbles through traffic, trying to go down the lane. Left side, Borges. 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Hiltz. She'll bring it back out front.
They should play for one here, and they will. There's a difference of about a second on the shot clock and the game clock.
Russo with the ball. Out front for Borges. Hiltz on the right wing. Hiltz holding. Out front for Fritz. Left side for Russo. Checklos, 10 seconds to go. Checklos, left wing, going to the bucket, left side. Her shot no good, but she was fouled going to the bucket. I believe this is going to be Kate Harnett.
Indeed. That'll be two on her. And Checklos, again, what we've seen from her is her willingness to really take the ball late in the shot clock and not just drive it to the basket, but drive it with the intention. You see the different demeanor from her driving it with the intention of drawing contact, and she does so, gets to the line.
First shot by Jacklos rolls out. 7 seconds to play in the half. 38-28. Now Hiltz will come out. They'll put Courtney Escudero in, take Fritz out. Donia's in.
That's because Fritz already has a foul, and she's had an unbelievably awesome first half. She has been all over the place on both ends of the floor.
Jacklos' second shot rattles out, no good. Back the other way, McCullough. 3 seconds. Long pass down inside. Meccano throws it back in. And we have reached halftime here at LVC. They were down by as many as 8, but they have rallied back at the half. They lead by 10. Our score at the half, Lebanon Valley College 38, Mount St. Mary College 28. Stay tuned. Our halftime guest is the president of LVC, Stephen McDonald. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wig and Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser at halftime. LVC leading 38-28 on Mount St. Mary College of New York.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics. LVC, who ended the first half on a 9-0 run, led by Renee Fritz. 12 points for her in the first half, and a couple of steals and 3 rebounds as well for Fritz in the first half. 10 points for Kylie Jacklos after giving everyone a scare early on with an early injury, but she came back in the game with a vengeance. She also leads the team with 4 assists. 8 points for Tierney Hiltz, and she also leads the team in rebounds in the first half with 6. 6 points for Liz Borgia, and 2 points for Gia Russo in half number 1. LVC shooting 54% from the field. They are 2-for-2 from three-point land and 6-of-9 from the foul line, 67% in the first half. For Mount St. Mary, led by Jen McConnell, 9 points in the first half for her. It was 7 points for Amanda Horvers, 5 for Sharnice McCullough, 3 for Christina Nieves, 2 each for Rachel Perrone and Kate Hartnett. Field goal shooting in the first half for Mount St. Mary's was hot early. They cooled off late. They are 10-for-24, 42% from the field, 3-for-7 from 3, 43%, and 5-for-6 from the line. That is 83%. LVC in the first half out-rebounding Mount St. Mary 19-12. Turnovers, 7 for Mount St. Mary, 4 for LVC. LVC has 10 assists in half number 1, 7 for Mount St. Mary in the first half of play. But really, the big stat that you have to put the huge circle over right now, points in the paint in the first half, Lebanon Valley with 24, Mount St. Mary with just 6. Mount St. Mary had their largest lead of the game by 8 points. Just under 16 minutes left to go in the first half. But by the end of the first half, LVC had pushed out to their largest lead of the game, and they've held that at 38-28 as we are at halftime. When we come back, John will talk with Lebanon Valley College President Stephen McDonald. That's coming up after this. We are at halftime of the second round NCAA tournament game. LVC leading Mount St. Mary 38-28. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back to the Arnold Sports Complex in Annville, the campus of Lebanon Valley College. John Wills back with you here at halftime, 38-28 in favor of Lebanon Valley College on Mount St. Mary College. Glad to have you along on the radio, also on the internet at PennLive.com, WMSSFM.com, and those of you on GoDutchman.com enjoying the video stream of this broadcast with our audio. Glad to have you along wherever you're watching or listening. We are at halftime, and always great to have as our halftime guest, Stephen McDonald, the president of Lebanon Valley College. Fun first half, isn't it?
Wow, this is fun, isn't it? Third year in a row now. We're in the NCAA playoffs, and boy, this is the best in the world, isn't it? Watching this team, this is a great bunch of young women, and. Boy, they don't make it easy on us, though, do they?
A couple of little slow starts the last couple of nights. But I always say they just kind of tease the other team and then they squash them like a bug in the air.
They fall behind here early, and make our hearts put our hearts up in our throats here, and then they get going, and they're a powerful machine. Well, we still got a lot of basketball to play here tonight, and we shouldn't count this one off too early here. So we'll see what's going to happen. But they look awfully good in that last 5 minutes.
Yeah, especially a team that last night was losing and looked to be totally down and out, and then they came back and won against Gwynedd Mercy. So yeah, Mount St. Mary, don't count them out. But you know, I know you're so proud of your athletic program here, Mr. President, but. But let's briefly talk about this women's basketball program. To be in the NCAA tournament three straight years, winning the Commonwealth Conference now back-to-back years, and to do what Todd Goklowski has done since coming on board here at LVC, you have to be very proud of that program and what they have done to give a national spotlight here to LVC.
Yeah, what a program Todd has built. He came here in 2006. We've had a long tradition of excellent basketball here at the college, but boy, he's just taken it up another notch. And these last three seasons in particular, the quality of basketball that we've seen here, what were they, 28-3 last year? Mm-hmm. There at the moment, I think 25-3 or 24-3. And the excellence of this team is just unprecedented. We also know that these young women are terrific students. They're great citizens of this college. They're all the things that we expect of Division III athletics. True student athletes. These are all around students, all around great young women to have here. We're extremely proud of this program, and as I say, my wife and I are great fans as well. We try to see all of these games. We hope that they win tonight. Who knows where they're going to be playing next week? But if we can, we'll be traveling with them. It would be great if they could be here at home. I'm not sure that that's in the cards, but
it could be.
It's possible. We know last year the first four games in the season of this series were here at home. So we'll just see what's going to happen. But this is my best job as president, is to be watching this team play basketball.
Well, and speaking of your job as president, this was reportedly your last year, and the Lebanon Valley College Board of Trustees were looking toward your retirement and finding a new president, but it sounds like that whole search has started all over again, and you could be with us for a little while longer.
Well, we don't know. I had planned to retire, John. That's right, on June 30 of this year, and the trustees are currently, in fact, still in engaged in a search for my successor, and so that is presently going on. Whether it will continue or not, the board is going to decide in about a week or so. They may continue with the search and may, in fact, find a successor for me this semester, and I may retire on schedule. The board may decide that, given the lateness of the calendar, that they may decide to change their plans and, in fact, undertake a search next year. So I may stay on for some additional time. I may stay on for an additional year. All that remains to be seen. You know, I've got the best job in the world here, being the president of this wonderful college, doing the work I do with my great colleagues, the wonderful faculty, and best of all, with these terrific students. You know, for me, I really am the luckiest man in the world to have this job. So should it come to pass that I serve an additional year as president of the college, you will have no complaints from me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we have no problem with allowing you to stay here. We'd love to see you stay on for more years, actually.
Thanks.
Maybe they'll have a real hard time finding someone.
Well, I do not want to become irreplaceable. Okay. I'm ready to retire. But should I be asked to serve a little bit longer, I'd be happy to do that.
Still do a lot with the Harrisburg Symphony?
I do. I'm on the board of the Harrisburg Symphony. I have a great love for serious music. We were delighted this year at Founders Day in February to honor Stuart Molina, the music director and conductor of the Harrisburg Symphony. He's a colleague, and I can regard him as a friend as well. It was terrific to bring Stuart Molina here to Anvil for the Founders Day. And, of course, we'll be bringing, it's become a tradition now at the college, to bring the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra here to Anvil for Independence Day weekend. He'll be here this year with his orchestra on June 29th. That's a free concert here at the campus. That's a Friday, June 29th, a wonderful Pops concert. Stuart Molina and the entire Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra right here at the college. So mark that on your calendars, folks. A free concert on the campus of Lebanon Valley College. It's great to be working with the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra.
And that's nice. I enjoyed it. I've come out the last 2 years with bring a blanket, bring my dog, and I bring my wife, too.
Absolutely. And your dog and your wife, and you are all welcome. And this is a great outdoor concert right there in the middle of the academic quad. Stuart Molina is a great showman, a great advocate and representative of serious music and popular favorites. It's a salute to a celebration of America's birthday.
Did I also read last week, was it the organist from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was here?
That's
as well?
Right. That's right. And in our musical series, which began a couple of years ago, of great musical performers. That's right. The organist of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was here and did a great concert in Miller Chapel.
Last but not least, the Munn College Center. Still a lot of renovations going on. Everything's looking fantastic over there.
Yes.
I know you're still looking for donors to sponsor certain portions of it. How's things going with that?
It's going extremely well. Thanks for mentioning that. This is a tremendous transformation of the old Munn College Center, which is the place where students spend more of their time probably than any other place, including their residence halls and their classrooms. Munn College Center is where we feed our students. That building was originally built in stages beginning way back in 1958. We've done a tremendous renovation, a complete transformation of that building. It's just unrecognizable from the place that was there before. It's a $13.3 million renewal of that place, a great success. And we began last week a faculty and staff campaign to help us pay for that building. People are enthusiastic about that. They're contributing in modest ways, appropriate to their means. We're very pleased with the enthusiasm that they're demonstrating and assisting us in that project. The building itself is a great success. People love it, and the students are very, very happy with the way it's been changed. So we're pleased with it.
And for more information, folks can go to lvc.edu and see how they can also contribute from there.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Always a pleasure seeing you. Enjoy the second half. We look forward to seeing you around the rest of the school year and hopefully next year as well.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Stephen McDonald, president, Lebanon Valley College. We're at halftime, 38-28, LVC leading. Brian will have the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll have the second half for you here in a moment. This is the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
And thanks to Stephen McDonald, our guest here. At halftime, president of LVC, 38-28, Lebanon Valley College leading Mount St. Mary College, who had an 8-point lead in the first half at one point. But LVC taking over here late in that first half.
John, I think the big thing to look at for Lebanon Valley at this point is what they're doing inside, points in the paint, outscoring Mount St. Mary by a wide margin in that first half, 24-6 in the paint. I think the big mismatch in this game is the fact that LVC athletically with their bigs is able to do some things that Mount St. Mary cannot combat. That is Fritz's length and really elusiveness. I mean, her ability with her quickness inside and also running the floor is giving all sorts of fits right now to the Knights on defense. And then you throw Borgia in, who has been very active inside in this first half as well. They haven't even gone to Bach near as much as they have in many games in the past. But I think the effectiveness and the quickness of the bigs for LVC has been a huge key in this first half. The other thing that's a huge key, Lebanon Valley coming into the NCAAs was averaging turning the ball over about 19 times per game. Last night, turned it over 8 times all game. First half, only 4 turnovers against a team that forced 28 turnovers a night ago against Gwynn and Mercy. You hang on to the basketball, you don't turn it over, you win playoff games. And LVC has found that recipe for one game and through half of this one. They still need a big second half to make sure that they advance to their second straight Sweet 16.
LVC starts the second half going right to left. They're in the white uniforms on your radio dial and on the internet. On the video stream, Chanklos with it over on the right wing. Brings it out front for LVC. Bounce pass to Murphy on the left. Murphy takes it toward the foul line. Goes down the right side of the lane. No good on the shot, but she is fouled on the inside. Starting the second half for LVC is Murphy, Hiltz, Chaklos, Borgia, and Fritz. And that is a foul. And the first one for Amanda Horvers for the Knights. First shot at the line by Murphy is good. Her first point of the game. 85% foul shooter, had a beautiful night last night shooting fouls. She hits them both here. 40-28 now for LVC. Up the floor, Mount St. Mary College. It's going to be McCullough out front. McConnell stolen away by Hiltz. Hiltz taking it down the right side of the bucket. She'll lay it over the underhand. It's good. 14-point lead now for LVC. Hiltz has 10.
Big-time danger zone for Mount St. Mary. You can't fall much further behind because you're not forcing turnovers at this stage of the game. McConnell really being frustrated by the defense of Murphy. It's forcing her into some bad decisions.
Harnett with it. They'll swing it around left side. Perrone down along the paint. Harnett inside. Hook shot. No good. Murphy with a rebound. Out led to Chaklos. Here comes LVC. Long pass up to Hiltz on the right wing. Hiltz back out front for Chaklos. LVC slows it up. Hiltz over on the right side. Takes it to the right side. Now Fritz, 13-footer short. Rebound swatted back out by Hiltz. She thought she had someone on the wing maybe to get it. It goes out of bounds.
She did, but Chaklos doing the right thing on that play. She's the last guard back. She has to rotate back in case there's a break opportunity for Mount St. Mary. So when she vacated and when Hiltz slapped the ball over to where she was, it went out of bounds harmlessly.
McConnell hands it off to McCullough. McConnell working against Murphy. McConnell at the right elbow, poked back out front by Murphy. McConnell again going to the left side. Over on the left wing, two-point jumper, no good by Perrone. Rebound LVC, Chaklos back the other way. Front court pass over to Murphy on the wing. Murphy lobbing it for Fritz, too high. And Steal there by Mount St. Mary. Here comes McCullough down the right side on the glass. Too strong. Rebound knocks toward the corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by LVC. They'll give it to the Knights.
That opportunity the other end for Lebanon Valley. Fritz was pushed out, and a nice job underneath by Mount St. Mary of forcing her further away from the basket. That forced the pass to be thrown to a spot where she hadn't been able to get to yet, and that forced the turnover.
McCullough with it. Out front, Harnett. Top of the key, holding it. Harnett, right side, McCullough takes the three from the right wing. That's short. Rebound, swats around. Chaklos gets wiped out with a hip of Sharnice McCullough. That's number three on her.
And really, I think a big point of when this game turned around in that first half was when McCullough picked up her second personal foul, and they had to come in with the player that's going into the game right now, that being Fallon Witte. She came in to replace her, and they sort of lost some of the flow. Never really got it back, even when McCullough came back into the game. And with those three fouls, she takes a seat. 13 down by 14.
Witte checks in. LVC with the ball. 14-point lead, 42-28. Chaklos over on the right wing. Out front is Borgia. Now Fritz on the left wing. Fritz one bounce. Out to Murphy, right side, Borgia. Into the corner, Chaklos. She'll dribble out to the wing, try tossing it to Murphy. Got deflected. And the Knights come up with it. Back the other way. Horvers into the corner. It's McConnell. Shot no good. Rebounded by Borgia of LVC. Quickly, Murphy pushes it up the floor again. Onto the front court. Murphy, top of the key, lost it momentarily, gets it back, slows it up, bounces it out to Chaklos. She'll get the call from Goklowski onto the left wing, Murphy. Murphy dribbles toward the foul line, right side, Hiltz. Hiltz crossover, dribble, lost it, McConnell comes up with it, behind the back dribble, she'll bring it up the floor, tossing it too far to the left corner, recovered though by Horvers. Out on the left side, Harnett trying to go inside through traffic. Her shot no good. Fritz comes up with a rebound. Harnett, one of the fouls, not going to get it. Quickly, Chaklos pushes it up the floor. Coach Ognebeam not too happy. Here's Chaklos taking the left side. She tosses it out of bounds. Little hip check there. And again, I think it was the no call at both ends gave on that one.
Coach Ognebeam, though, has a point. I mean, there was definitely contact at the end of the floor. He's got the ear of the official right now and is making sure that it's on fire.
Right side, McConnell holding on the wing. Out front, Perrone away from the play. We've got a foul called, and he must have gotten enough in the ear of the official because they call on a
Hiltz.
Tierney Hiltz her first.
Yeah, Hiltz with the grab on the way by. There's a good screen, and Horvers was going to get open, so Hiltz grabbed hold of the shirt on the way by.
Borgia comes out. Bach checks in.
The last few trips, though, for Lebanon Valley, John, have been sloppy on the offensive end. Got to do a better job of really focusing in up by 14.
Inbounds pass comes into Harnett on the right wing. Now to Horvers on the wing. She'll dribble toward the foul line. Stops. Pops. Got it.
Yeah, good ball fake from Horvers. Murphy ran right by her as a result of it, thinking there was going to be a pass, and it freed up Horvers for an easy foul line jumper.
42-30. 16:08 to play, second half. First bucket of the second half there for Mount St. Mary College. Another turnover by LVC to the bucket. Taken in as McConnell up and in. 11 points for her, 42-32.
I think this might be a good place for a timeout, John, because they have really gotten sloppy with their execution the last few times down the floor.
LVC with it. Hiltz right wing goes into the lane, lobbing it inside Fritz. Her shot is short. Can't get the rebound, but she's fouled from behind.
Yeah, she definitely got whacked. She missed it short side, but the only good thing about missing it short side is the ball usually comes right back to you, and it put her in position to have the offensive rebound.
We've got timeout. We'll step out. 15:37 to play, second half. LVC 42, Mount St. Mary College 32. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, 42-32, LVC leading Mount St. Mary College, 15-37 to play in the second half.
And let's take a quick look at the scoreboard. Most everything started at 7 o'clock, so most games that are going to go on, they're getting started right now. The one game that is underway, 7:40 left to go in the second half, and William Patterson is now beating King's College 57-45. King's was hanging tough. That game being played at King's because William Patterson's men's team had the opportunity to host and were doing so. Unfortunately for their men, they lost in the first round last night. A slew of upsets on the men's side of things for host schools. That didn't happen on the women's side. I believe the host schools last night, if I'm not mistaken, were 16-0. And host school here also doing quite well. But Kings may end up being the first host school to go down unless they turn things around quickly. They are the MAC Freedom champion. LVC the MAC Commonwealth champion. And LVC has a 10-point lead.
LVC to inbound the basketball underneath the bucket. It comes in. Fritz out to Hiltz. Out Chaklos. Also have Bach and Murphy out there for LVC. Chaklos, top of the key. Hiltz trying to lob it for Fritz. And it goes out of bounds by Perrone. Nice job by Rachel Perrone.
Yeah, the overplay that time. And that's what you've got to do with Renee Fritz. You can't allow her to get open on the low block. She's not very wide inside, so teams will try to play over the top of her and deny.
Chaklos getting it inside for Bach. Her shot is short. Rebounded by the Knights. Back the other way. McConnell onto the left side. Harnett, McConnell, and out front Witte. Witte with it, top of the key. McConnell on the right wing. Harnett, top of the key. Left side, Horvers. Now out front, Perrone trying to lob it inside. Bach comes up with a steal for LVC. Lost it, almost got a double dribble there.
But a nice job from Bach because she baited the passer, faked going forward, looked like it was going to have an open player underneath, and instead Bach just took that step and then went right back defensively, and the pass had already been thrown.
Bach at the right elbow, back pedals to the right wing. Still holding, 8 on the shot, bounces it down low. Fritz off the glass and in. Almost traveled with it. She was back pedaling off that bounce.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
But she's got 14 now.
44-32 LVC. Left side Perrone on the wing. Left side Horvers. Horvers holding, looking for someone. McConnell, 3 from the top, got it. McConnell, 5 in the second half, 14 on the game, 44-35 LVC.
And the 4th three-point make of the game for Mount St. Mary, as they're now 4-for-9 overall.
13:55 to play second half. Murphy with the ball on the left wing. Out front for Bach. Right side for Hiltz. Top of the key, Murphy. Little fake, now left side. Three-pointer on the way, and good for Kylie Chaklos. Her second three of the game. She's got 13. It's 47-35. Here's McConnell. Had a knock by Murphy. Goes out of bounds. Murphy thought a last touch McConnell's foot going
out. I thought it did too, John. That was very, very close. At the other end, though, Kylie Chaklos, I'm going to tell you what, I was talking with Steve Levy about this really at halftime for a moment. Kylie Chaklos is a different, and we always already knew that she was going to be an outstanding player as she was playing this year. She's even up to the level since that game, and an over-the-back call. Whoa, unforced error.
They inbounded it on the front court, but they bounced it back to Witte, and she kind of took a couple steps back on the bounce and didn't realize she was a midcourt. LVC ball.
Unforced error, that's inexcusable here when you're in the second round of the NCAAs. But to the point on Chaklos, her confidence, especially shooting the basketball, is brimming right now.
Here's Murphy on the left wing to Hiltz. Hiltz dribbling toward the foul line, right wing to Chaklos, back to Fritz, right side. Her shot is blocked partially, but she is fouled. And I'll tell you, maybe just the way she was walking, but McConnell looked a little gimpy there after that play.
We'll keep an eye on her.
She's got her second foul, team's fourth. Fritz at the line. First shot is no good.
On the season, 53%. Recently, she's been ice cold. I mean, she's been solid money. Oh, 57% now.
She improved yesterday. Yeah.
After her recent outburst of successful foul shots.
Her second one is good. 48-35 LVC. Woody with the ball. Nieves into the game right now. Check that Dempsey. On the right wing, Woody. Still working. Dempsey down low. Five-footer, too strong. Rebounded inside by Hiltz in traffic. Gets it out. And Chaklos will bring it up. Now Hiltz will take it.
Big-time speed advantage inside for LVC. Let's see if they try to get it down the low block and use that quickness advantage.
Chaklos with the ball out front, dribbling to the left. Falls down as she gets the pass to Murphy. Murphy left corner, brings it back out. Chaklos now to Hiltz. Right side, takes it to the bucket. Underhand layup, no good, but she's fouled. And she's going right to the bigs as Mount St. Mary is going with those two big players on the inside, Nieves and
Dempsey.
And
yeah.
Dempsey.
And with the two of them, what I think Mount St. Mary is looking for, at least for a couple minutes, is just to try to pound the ball on the offensive end of the floor, try to get the ball down low and really create some things there and maybe open up some space because of the size of those two, but neither one of them very quick. And that's why Fritz and Borgia, and also guard penetration like Hiltz did that time, is going to get them out of position.
Hiltz hits them both at the line. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 12 on the game. It's 50-35 now. A 15-point lead for LVC. Witte with the ball out front. Now onto the right side. Nieves. Dempsey, top of the key. Tries passing to her left. Easy steal for Hiltz. She'll take it to the bucket on Horver. She'll lay it up and in. Tierney Hiltz coming into this game with 72 steals. And another one right there as we've got timeout. 12-11 to play. We'll keep it right here. It's LVC 52, Mount St. Mary College 35.
And I'm not really sure with the two big players that they had in the game, I'm not sure what they were trying to run there with them at the high post. If they were trying to run something where they get the ball high-low, catch it up high, try to post up down-low then, but that didn't happen. And when it wasn't open, Dempsey dished the ball back outside, but her lack of playing time showing there, not recognizing the ball hawk that Tierney Hiltz is as she takes it coast-to-coast with the steal and bucket.
Well, next week, we hope to be joining you again from wherever it could be, depending on the outcome of tonight's games.
We hope to be joining you from here, but it is a possibility that it all depends, and we'll talk about that if it materializes. But it's still game time to go, and if I remember correctly last night, Gwynn and Mercy, about the same situation. They were up about 16, about the same amount of time left to go. You don't get to 25-3 like Mount St. Mary is without knowing how to dig out of a hole every once in a while. So this is where they made their push last night. And McCullough back in the game with three personal fouls.
Out front with the basketball is going to be Garby. Now right side, McConnell. Garby, top of the key for three. It's short and away from the play. Knocked down was Borgia from Nieves. And she will pick up number three. Christina Nieves.
She's frustrated because she's not even getting touches in the offensive end of things. And we've got the under 12-minute timeout now in the game. But Nieves is frustrated. McConnell is frustrated. Basically, Mount St. Mary at this point is frustrated. And they're down 17.
We'll step out, 11:50 to play, 52-35, LVC leading. This is the second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, luminaries of the 20th century in art, politics, and culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
Spock, Brian Kaiser, Jake Legor, studio producer. Glad to have you along. 52-35 LVC leading Mount St. Mary College with 11:50 to play.
And they're really just putting the foot on the accelerator and just trying to take this game and put it away right here. Second half shooting, 3 for 11 for Mount St. Mary. It's 27% for Lebanon Valley, 4 for 7, 57%. But they've also been to the foul line a total of 6 times and have made 5 of those in the second half. That's why they pulled out. At one point, this game was 29-28. And since that time, Lebanon Valley has scored 23 out of the next 32 points.
Hiltz with the ball. Shaq Lowe's top of the key. Left side to Murphy. Murphy, bounce pass out for Hiltz. Left side for Murphy. Hiltz right side, swings it over to Chaklos on the right side. Chaklos out front for Murphy. 8 on the shot. Right side, Chaklos for 3. Got it again! Third 3 of the game. It's 55-35.
That matches as many threes as he's had all year combined.
Out front with the basketball's McCullough. McConnell takes it down the lane. Her shot partially blocked by Murphy. Out of bounds. It'll be Mount St. Mary College.
That's a nice clean block from behind by Murphy. And Coach Oglebean is over here just riding the officials, but that was very clean from the backside from Caitlin Murphy.
Inbounds pass McCullough, trying to get it in. Murphy with a steal. And that's what the coach is more frustrated about. When you get a defense of Caitlin Murphy, who just tortures players out there, the coach is going to scream and yell, but what a great job Murphy does.
Unsung hero. Other players will have the scoring numbers. Caitlin Murphy and what she does defensively and leadership-wise, indispensable for this year's team.
Here's Chaklos taking it down the middle at the elbow. Right side for Murphy, 4 on the shot. Murphy out front. Hiltz, Fritz with 1, has it blocked. Back the other way. They will call that shot clock violation. And Mount St. Mary College will inbound instead of continuing on the transition.
And it's the right call by the official because the ball had not been controlled yet by Mount St. Mary until the shot clock had already gone off. It was basically about a half a second between them, but they did not secure possession until afterwards.
10:32 to play, 55-35. LVC as Bach checks in for Fritz. Fritz with 12 in the first half, 3 here in the second half. Neves on the right side, McCullough. McCullough on the right wing. Now McConnell, jumper from the wing, no good. Strong rebound by Bach. She'll hand it off to Murphy, and Chaklos will bring it up the floor.
And this is where when you have that big lead, you can shoot foul shots. You just spread things out, got the home crowd behind you. No reason to rush. The patience is allowed to be shown here.
Borgia with the ball, right side for Bach. Bach out front, now Hiltz. Left side for Borgia. Left corner to Chaklos. Chaklos dribbles toward the elbow, getting it down low for Borgia. She's fouled, going up for the shot. That's going to be number 4 on Christina Neves.
And Neves just unable to get down low quick enough. As a good screen and roll over on that side. Borgia rolling off of the screen, getting down to the low block before Neves got there and was able to force it to the glass.
Liz Borgia, 6 points in the first half. It's the first foul shot, 75% foul shooter on the season. Gets the second one. This one is on the way, and also good.
Yeah, you were going to say no.
Ooh, got the home bounce. I forgot the home bounce.
That's right.
22-point lead, now the largest.
You're on the road. There's no chance that one goes in.
57-35 LVC. McConnell working against Murphy again. Near the foul line, plays it left side. Neves goes to the bucket. Her shot too strong. Rebound goes all over the place. Bodies flying, and they're going to whistle the foul on Bach. He's getting a little frustrated on the inside.
No, it's not. That's going to be against Mount St. Mary. That's going to be against Garby.
Wow.
I thought that was a no call there. I really thought that was a no call.
Bodies were flying. Bach was getting a little frustrated. That's why I thought that the call was on her.
Well, Coach Kuklowski's over there talking to her right now, trying to calm her down.
Now she's a little beat up, and she's beat up coming into this game.
She
and a
was.
Hand injury from Tuesday's practice.
And she's an emotional player.
Yeah.
And she just, you look at her, you talk to her, you just see the energy and emotion she plays with, and it's infectious. You got to love it.
1-on-1 shot of the line, no good for Bach. Played for the rebound and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Murphy.
Murphy 1-on-4, still able to almost get that offensive rebound on the missed foul shot.
Escudero checks in now for, I'm assuming it's going to be for Bach, but let's see who she comes in for. That's going to be for Murphy.
Quick breather here. See if they need to really force her down the stretch.
And let's see if Escudero can torment Makanu as well.
She's got length advantage on Makanu, and she's fresh. I think that could be a big key here.
Lewis checks in for Mount St. Mary College. She'll play it out to McCullough, who goes down the lane. Floater, no good. Fight for the rebound on the inside. It's going to be Harnett. Her shot, no good. Escudero with a rebound, and here's Tierney Hilt slowing it up. Chaklos has it in the backcourt. 9 minutes to go. Chaklos takes it to the left. Left wing, Escudero toward the corner. Bounces it back out front for Hiltz. Hiltz dribbles all the way to the right side. Going to the bucket. She falls down. The ball gets swatted to Chaklos. An easy take to the lane. She'll put it up and in from the left side. And a timeout for LVC.
Yeah, and that was easy because Mount St. Mary thought that the ball was going the other direction. And they all turned and went the other direction. Problem is, none of them had the ball. Ball pops over to Chaklos, and you're not going to have an easier lane to the basket completely under control, and this one has gotten ugly. 59-35 as LVC looks like they're going to be making their second straight trip to the Sweet 16. This Mount St. Mary team, 12 out of the last 13 years, they have won the Skyline Conference. They have yet to make an appearance in the Sweet 16, 0-4 in that second round before this game. Looks like it's going to be 0-5 in about 8 minutes and 46 seconds of game clock as Lebanon Valley has just rolled a 30-7 run for the Flying Dutchman that dates back to probably about, I think, 3 or 4 minutes left to go in the first half.
And we will be on the air with you on Friday, wherever that game may be. We're hoping back at LVC. A good chance it could be at Mary Washington down near Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All depends on who wins things.
Yeah, could
and
be.
Where the locations. I'm going to tell you right now.
Could be at George Fox, and people aren't familiar with George Fox. Brian, fill them in.
It's in Oregon.
Thanks.
So I'm going to tell you the key team for LVC, in my estimation, Bowdoin. It's the game that's going on right now between Bowdoin and Ithaca. If Bowdoin wins that game, regardless of who wins the other games, LVC would be the only school in the higher seed, if Messiah would win, that would be within 500 miles of 3 of the 4.
We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Shot on the outside. Bach with a rebound inside, but she travels with it.
And that Bowdoin-Ithaca game right now, it is a wild and woolly affair. With just under 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter, Bowdoin's up 6-2.
Inside, Lewis, fronted and backed, gets the shot off, but she's fouled and goes to the line, shooting 2 shots.
Yeah, Ratisha Lewis, a 5'11 freshman out of Norwalk, Connecticut. Used sparingly, but they're using her right now because I think if for no other reason, just trying to find anybody out there on the floor that can give them a spark.
Lewis, first shot. Rattles out.
She's now 0-5 on the year from the line.
She gets a second one, though. This one is up, and it is also no good. Another strong rebound by Bach. She'll give it over to Hiltz, and Chaklos will bring it up the floor for LVC.
And very, very slowly she will, because, again, no 10-second clock to get it up the floor in NCAA college basketball for the women.
Bach out front, left side, Chaklos. On the wing, bouncing it for Borgia, top of the key. Borgia on the Hiltz on the right side, 10 on the shot. Hiltz with it, working against Makanu. Left side, Borgia for 3, swoosh! Liz Borgia, the only giver, 2.
They gave her 2,
she was on
the line, but that's her shot.
Yeah.
That's what she looks for, especially late in the shot clock. Has the range to step it outside, and as teams get bigger, that's going to be more important.
61-35, Makanu, fancy dribbling, but goes nowhere. Ball swung around to the right side. Horvers on a right wing. Horvers working, 10 on the shot. Makanu out front. takes the deep three, and that is good.
And that's really the book on McConnell, is to allow her to have that three with a hand in her face. She is not statistically a great three-point shooter, just 19% on the season coming in.
She's got three in this game, 17 points on the contest. Her average is 17.5, so she's there. But LVC still leads 61-38 with 7:05 to play in the contest. Bad pass by Hiltz for Checklos, goes out of bounds. We've got timeout. We'll step out, 7:05 to play, 61-38. Lebanon Valley College leading Mount St. Mary College. This is the second round of the NCAA Women's Division III Basketball Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
This broadcast is brought to you by Voice Ring of PA in Harrisburg. Voice Ring offers business class phone systems flexible enough to handle the modern workforce with professional auto attendant, extension dialing, customized call routing, voicemail, and music on hold. Their number is 395-9301, 395-9301, or online at www.voice-ring.com.
The Middletown Swim Club on North Union Street across from the high school is accepting new members. Anyone can join, and you don't have to be a Middletown resident. Summer will soon be here. While other pools have gone out of business, the Middletown Swim Club has been around for over 50 years. As a member, you're also part owner of a private club. Membership information is available from Brent Berger at 903-9545. That's 903-9545.
Kaiser, Steve Leedy, and Jake Ligg, our studio producer, LVC. At one point in the first half, down by eight, currently leading 61-38. Seems like they feel you out there early on, and they just start accelerating more and more.
They got into the game. They had a scare around that same time when they were down about eight.
Checklos
went down with an injury. They checked her out. She's come back in and has played extremely well, and especially shooting very well from outside the arc, which is something that she has not exhibited all season long. But I think that was a key part in the game. When she was out, the team was able to hold in there because they were already not in a good shape. They were already down by about five. They were able to hang in, and when Checklos came back in, they just gradually started picking away. Renee Fritz really had a huge first half to spearhead things.
Lewis with the ball. Here's Mikano for three again on the right wing and nails it, her fourth three of the game at 61-41. And with that, Murphy is coming back into the contest shortly.
Yeah, Escudero, who she does have the length, but she sagged off of Mikano, allowed her to have that jumper from the outside. And you got to be in Mikano's face. Don't let her have any sort of a sniff.
Borgia with the ball on the right side for LVC, holding it. Looking for help, nine on the shot, Fritz. Backdoor, Escudero high off the glass, no good. And on the rebound, they're going to call the foul on Borgia.
Yeah, Borgia got a little bit of a bump to try to gain an advantage on Garby on the inside, and it cleared Garby underneath so she couldn't get the board. So Murphy in for Escudero with 6:21 left to go. Lead is 20.
61-41. LVC is in the bonus. McCullough with the ball on the left side. Out front, Mikano working against Murphy. Mikano's spin move near the foul line also runs into Borgia, and they're going to call the foul on Borgia. I think if Borgia planted herself a little bit better,
that's a key,
she would have been okay, but she was still moving forward slightly.
She was moving forward. She didn't stop her momentum. If she just stands there, that's a charge. But because she kept moving and never was stationary, she ends up getting called for her second straight personal foul.
Metzger checks in. Out goes Horvers. Mikano looks to inbound, gets it into Lewis in the corner. Lewis out front, McCullough. She'll slow it up at the top of the key. McCullough to the right side, throws it to Lewis, who has to recollect down near center circle. Oh, and a double dribble. Lewis didn't know what she was doing with it.
Nope.
Had to recover it off the bounce, stopped, and then started dribbling again.
Horrible pass from McCullough to start things off. Lewis backtracks and dribbles it a couple times. When she picks it up, stops, looks around, and as the freshman she is, makes that turnover when she forgets that you can't do that two straight times.
Checklos with the ball right side. Takes it left side to Murphy on the wing. Murphy dribbles toward the top of the key. Bounce pass corner, Checklos. Checklos left wing. Out front for Hiltz. Top of the key. Left side, Chaklos. 10 on the shot. Chaklos goes back to the top of the key. Right wing to Murphy. Murphy takes it toward the foul line. Now takes it left of the lane, right to the bucket. No good, but she is fouled going to the hole. I think that was Garby who got the piece of her.
Yep, and the speed of Murphy against a team that is very tall, but when they put a taller lineup out there, Lebanon Valley with their quickness at the three spot has that mismatch, and Murphy exploits it there.
5:24 to play, second half, 61-41 LVC. Caitlin Murphy at the line, 2 points in this game, and both from the foul line. Make it three.
John, some quick updated scores. About 7 minutes left to go. The winner of this game, looks like LVC at this point, is going to be playing against Messiah. It is now 25-14 Messiah over Mary Washington. Unbeaten coming in, hosting that game, but Messiah playing very confident basketball, playing with nothing to lose. Could be LVC Messiah for a spot in the Elite Eight if both these games continue how they're going now.
Murphy hit them both, 63-41. Nice fade shot from 15 feet on the right wing by McConnell.
And Murph had a hand right in her face. Yeah. May have even gotten a piece of the ball anyways. It goes in.
63-43, LVC. Fritz with the ball, top of the key, hands it off to Hiltz. Hiltz stops on the wing, inside Borgia to the bucket, off the glass and in. We saw Liz Borgia with 6 strong points in the first half down low. She hits one there at 65-43 LVC.
This has been her best offensive game in a few weeks. Really active and doing a great job of going strong to the basket with a drop step.
McCullough taking into the paint, dishing it off to Horner on the inside. Harnett cannot make the shot, but she is fouled. Give me the, what was the time and score again
left.
On?
7 minutes left to go in the, or it's probably about 5 minutes left to go. It was 7 minutes when it was 20-12, but it's probably about late in the first half, about 5 minutes left to go, 25-14. This game started at 6. Very few other games started early. Most of the games around the NCAA are starting at 7 o'clock. Start times locally. This one started an hour earlier, so we're not going to have final scores for you for the most part for updates. Also, the other game we were tracking, Bowdoin was up on
Ithaca.
Bowdoin was up on Ithaca. I'm trying to remember what the score was. The last one I think we had was 11-8.
We'll check him in the next timeout. 65-45, Harnett made both foul shots. Here's Hiltz with the ball out front for LVC, 20-point lead. And away from the play, we've got a 3-second violation on Fritz. It'll be Mount St. Mary College ball.
The updated score on that. Now Ithaca's ahead 14-13 on Bowdoin. And that is late in the first half.
4:13 to play here. Flying Dutchman in control. McConnell top of the key. Onto the left side. Right side, McConnell's shot no good, but the rebound comes back out to McCullough. Here's McConnell again. Goes toward the lane, loses the ball, goes into Fritz. She'll give it off to Chaklos. Chaklos springing it up the floor and back the other way. LVC taking their time, working the clock with a 20-point lead. 3:45 to go. Hiltz, right side out front for Chaklos, lobbing it down for Borgia. She has it blocked from behind, and it will be a foul. I thought it was a clean block.
That was a clean block. They're going to give the always bailout call from the official in that situation. The body foul underneath when the block is very clean and they've already started blowing the whistle.
Garby picks up that one. Will step out. That is the 10th team foul. Double bonus for LVC. 3:41 to play here. Second half, LVC 65, Mount St. Mary College 45. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Welcome back, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, 3:41 to play, second half. LVC on their way to the Sweet 16 as they lead it by 20, 65-45.
It's been a clinic in the second half. Look at these numbers. 6 for 21 for Mount St. Mary in the second half, shooting from the field. That's 29% for Lebanon Valley. 8 for 12 from the field, 67%. 9 for 11 from the line in the second half. 34-8 advantage in the paint for the Flying Dutchman today. And they've only turned the ball over 13 times compared to 14 for Mount St. Mary's. 13 assists for LVC also in this game. And with Chaklos with 18, Fritz with 15, Hiltz with 14, and Borgia with 12, that is more than offsetting McConnell's 22 points and nobody else in double digits for the Knights.
John,
go quickly.
Ahead. Yes.
Updated score. The first final of the night is a shocker, and it's a shocker for this reason. King's College was down 12 points at home against William Patterson, but they were down 12 with about 6 minutes left to go. They end up outscoring William Patterson 19-6 down the stretch and upset William Patterson 64-63. So congratulations to the Monarchs out of the Mac Freedom and at-large bid, but they will go to the Sweet 16.
Borgia hits the first foul shot, misses the second one, rebounded by McCullough. 66-45 LVC, McCullough with the ball on the right side, McCano out front. Now McCullough out near center circle. 3:30 and counting. Down by 21. Taking a long time to get off a shot. They should just be bombing up some threes right now. McCano, top of the key. Nowhere to go with it. Harnett at the elbow. Five on the shot. McCullough, right side, running 10-footer. Rolls around, no good. Rebound, Harnett. She'll put it up and in.
Yeah, the box out wasn't good for LVC, but when you're up like they are right now, the key that they're also looking at, you don't want to foul either. Surprised, though, that Horvers is over on the bench. She is the three-point gunner for this night's team. If you're trying to come back, I would expect her to be in the game instead. Down by 19, I think they were resigned to their fate.
Knights tried to press a little bit there, but didn't help. Fritz has it for LVC. Hiltz in the corner now. Working around as Chaklos, top of the key. Lobbing it down low for Borgia, but the ball gets knocked out along the baseline and recovered by the Knights. Here comes McCullough. Long pass left side. Three-pointer from the left wing. No good. Metzger rebounded by Hiltz. LVC will slow it up again with 2:25 to play and a 66-47 lead.
That's a team-high eighth rebound tonight for Tierney Hiltz.
Here comes Chaklos. Bounce pass to Hiltz in the right corner. Hiltz along the baseline, takes it in deep. Now Borgia, one bounce to the bucket, too strong off the glass. Rebounded inside by the Knights. McCullough brings it up, and they want a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeout by Mount St. Mary College with 2:06 to play. LVC in control, 66-47.
The Christmas carol goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and I disagree. This is the most wonderful time of the year in basketball because just the excitement, the intensity, and this crowd tonight has once again been outstanding for LVC. The atmosphere that is here in Annville, Pennsylvania for women's NCAA college basketball has really been on display last night and also tonight. Hey, when you got Neil Diamond, I want to go also with the Sweet Caroline. I love this song, and it's a great crowd song. But the atmosphere has been great, and I think that the players really feel that too. They feel that behind them, and it's an atmosphere that a lot of programs across the nation would be very interested in trying to get them to have it.
2 minutes to play. Horvers with the ball. Out front, Harnett. Right side, McCullough. Horvers down the lane. Runs right into Borgia. They'll call Borgia with the foul, but Harnett had it and ran into her. Borgia wasn't moving. I thought she was already planted. But
it's a 19-point game.
Yeah, it's a 19-point lead.
And there's no reason to sweat when you're up 19 with less than 2 minutes left to go. The whistle goes one way. The only thing you're worried about right now, yeah, I know Coach Kuklowski's still down there campaigning for his players. But at the same time, his team is well in control at this point. So one whistle here, one whistle there. Not going to mean a difference. It's going to be Sweet 16 appearance number two for the Flying Dutchman program on the women's side.
Arnett makes the first, misses the second one. Follow-up shot by McConnell, no good, but ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be last touched by LVC and inbounded by the Knights underneath the bucket. Horvers looks to get it in. Can't find anyone now. McConnell gets open at the elbow and hits the 16-foot jumper. She's got 15 in the second half, 24 on the game, but not enough for her team as Hiltz is fouled in the backcourt by McConnell, who picks up number three.
McConnell had 30 last night, but they had a little bit more support last night with other players having points. They had Nieves had 12. They also last night had Horvers, who had a decent game as well. She had 10 points, so, and it was a low-scoring game. They needed this to be a low-scoring game. I didn't think at any point that they were going to be able to put up points with LVC, and when the pace got a little bit too fast for them, that's when LVC started pulling away.
Hiltz hits them both. Perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line. 135 and counting, 68-50 in favor of LVC. Harnett with the basketball on the left side. Horvers down along the baseline. Garby in the paint. Five-footer is off left. No good. Rebound Hiltz. She'll slow it up. Chaklos will bring it up with a little pressure from McCullough. Chaklos in the backcourt. LVC crowd clapping. They know what's going on. Murphy with it. We're going to get a timeout here as Coach Todd Goklowski wants to just bring out the starters. Don't need to risk anything. They all come out.
And just in case they don't get the host next week, this is a great sign for Coach Goklowski because he allows his starters, and especially Caitlin Murphy, who is possible she could be playing her last game on the floor here at LVC, to get a well-deserved round of applause after an amazing performance tonight against a very good Mount St. Mary team.
Colton with the ball. Gerchuk also out there with Donia. It's going to be a top of the key three-pointer, no good by Escudero. Rebounded by the Knights. Back the other way, pass down to Harnett, left side. She'll take the three. That is good. Make that Horvers. And Horvers with 12, 68-53. Escudero in the backcourt, front court pass, getting it up to Russo. Russo down the right side. They're trying to double team on her. She'll lob it inside. Colton will finish it off for LVC. Sarah Colton makes it 70-53 with 33 seconds to go. Left side, here comes McConnell on the wing. Right wing, McConnor takes it along the baseline, and Escudero just steals it right out of her hands. McConnor's run out of gas. Here comes Gerchuk, slowing up with 19 seconds to go. They can just run it out without taking a shot. Gerchuk, Donia, on the right side. Now Escudero. LVC, for the second straight year, going back to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Division III Tournament. Final score, LVC 70, Mount St. Mary College 53. Stay tuned for the post-game wrap-up coming up here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Wig and Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
John Wills Fox Brian Kaiser with you on the post-game show. 70-53, LVC eliminates Mount St. Mary College and advances to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Let me yank out my stats here because this is the fun one for you. Mount St. Mary came into this game ranked 51st in the country, holding teams to under 34% shooting from the field. LVC tonight, 24 of 43, 56%, and a perfect 4 for 4 outside the arc. An amazing performance by LVC here tonight, basically winning it as we're getting our first real look at the stats for this game, the final statistics. Basically, they ended up dominating all of the statistics in this one. Let's run those down right now. LVC led tonight in scoring by Kylie Chaklos, who had 18 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, and was a perfect 3 for 3 from 3-point range. Coming into the game, she had a season total of 3 3-point baskets. 16 points for Tierney Hiltz. She also had a team-high 9 rebounds. It was 15 points for Renee Fritz. 12 of them came in the first half of play. 13 points for Liz Borgia tonight as she played big on the inside for the Flying Dutchman. 4 points for Caitlin Murphy. Only 4 points off the bench tonight for LVC. 2 for Russo, 2 for Colton. But they were enough. Didn't need the points off the bench. Got good performances from players off the bench tonight for LVC. Taking a look at Mount St. Mary tonight, Jen McConnell had a game-high 24 points, 12 points for Amanda Horvers. It was 7 for Kate Hartnett, 5 for Sharnice McCullough, 3 for Christina Nieves, and Rachel Perrone had the other deuce for Mount St. Mary tonight. Leading rebounder was Hartnett. She had 8 of them, 3 assists for Horvers to lead the team. But unfortunately for Mount St. Mary, they were unable to hit at key points in this game where LVC just seemed like they couldn't miss. Shooting in the game, LVC, as we said already, 56% from the field in the game. They were 60% from the field in the second half. And Mount St. Mary, 37% overall from the field. They were 7 for 15 outside the arc. LVC again 4 for 4. Free throws 18 of 24, 75% for LVC. Mount St. Mary was 8 for 12, 67% for the Knights in this one. Rebounding edge goes to the Flying Dutchman as it has for them most all season. They are plus 8 tonight, 35 to 27. In that category, they had 14 assists compared to 9 for Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary had 15 turnovers compared to 14 for LVC. Points in the paint, Flying Dutchman with 36 of them compared to 10 for the Knights. Points off turnovers went to LVC, 18 to 14. Second chance points actually went to the Knights. They had 11 compared to 6 for LVC. Not much fast breaking this one, but the Flying Dutchman had 8 to 2 advantage there. Not much bench scoring either in this game. Only 7 points between the two teams off their bench. The score was tied in this game just one time. The lead changed just one time, and when it did, it went all the way of LVC. They were down by 8 early, but then came back with a vengeance and will advance to their second straight Sweet 16 appearance. Their next opponent will be either Mary Washington or league mate Messiah. And how? We were expecting to see Messiah LVC Part 3 in the Commonwealth Conference Championship game. Who would have thunk it that it's going to be quite possibly LVC Messiah Part 3 for a chance to go to the Elite Eight? And time, site, and still opponent at this point yet to be determined for LVC. The one thing we do know, they will be in the Sweet 16 with this 70-53 win over Mount St. Mary, who now 0 for 5 in the second round of the NCAA tournament all time. LVC in the second round improves to a perfect 2-0. We're going to step out for another break. When we come back, John Wilsbach, waiting things out on the floor. He's going to get some comments from the victorious Lebanon Valley College Flying Dutchman. That's coming up after this. LVC, Alce, Mount St. Mary, 70-53 in the second round of the NCAA Women's Tournament. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Here to LVC Gymnasium, Brian Kaiser, along with John Wilsbach, who's down on the floor. He's going to be talking to Renee Fritz in just a second. Let's go down on the floor right now to John. He has Renee Fritz.
Fritz right now, and Renee, a strong first half, 12 points alone at first half, 15 on the game, and they were really able to get you freed up on the inside. You were able to free yourself up and take advantage of.
Yeah, they were trying to front me, I think, was their defensive plan. So, I don't know, I just tried to work around it.
And the girls made some nice passes to you, and you were taking strong to the ball.
Yeah, definitely. Our guards found posts really well tonight, and it was a total team effort.
What was it, though? You're down by eight last night. You get down by eight in this one, but you just keep the pace and slowly bring it back.
Yeah, I think that's a strong part of ours. It's just discipline and just riding the wave, riding the roller coaster, as Coach says. Just, I don't know, keep our discipline and keep playing.
All right, back to the Sweet 16 for the second straight year. You had to be excited, and who knows, it could be that nasty team we call Messiah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We want to see them.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. A very excited Renee Fritz and a very excited Lebanon Valley College team right now, cutting down the nets as you do here at this level, especially when it's your own nets. It's not a big deal to cut them down here as you get a chance to go to the Sweet 16, hoping to get another opportunity to host here at LVC next week. Things have to fall into place. NCAA has to agree. Let's go down to John with Kylie Checklers.
I'm with Kylie Chaklos right now. Another fantastic night for you. 18 on the game, but you gave us a scare early on. What happened down there on your left leg?
Just going to the basket when I came down. I didn't notice the reporter there, and I just turned it a little bit. So we're all good.
Okay. We weren't sure if it was just a cramping or if you actually just did a muscle strain or what. But, man, you gave everybody a scare. But once you came back in, you were nailing from downtown. Three threes in this game. Have you gotten more confident out there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm used to going to the rim, but teams are taking it away, so I have to give them another look at it.
This team hung with you guys early on fairly well and had an eight-point lead. Last night you guys were down early, but again, you battled back. Is it just that early part of the game where you're kind of feeling teams out?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing part of our team is we can come back from anything. We stick together. You know, Coach described this as a puzzle, and you need everybody together to make the picture, so we're great at that.
All right, your first trip now to the Sweet 16 ever. You had to be excited.
Oh, it's very sweet, and I'm very excited.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Kylie Chaklis back upstairs.
got a feeling that John's going to find somebody else to talk to also. He's having too much fun down there on the floor. And as he's doing that, we're busy compiling things here because we're going to get you a full scoreboard update of what's going on across the country in Division III women's basketball. But a lot of the games started at different start times from what we have here. So Coach Kuklowski is going to cut the final strand down. And for the second straight week, John Wilsbach has disappointed me by not getting a slice of the net. Hey, maybe if they make the Final Four, they'll let him climb that ladder too. I doubt it. But Coach Kuklowski has another net in his hands, and we're going to talk to him as he and his lucky pink tie walking over to John Wilsbach. Let's go down to John.
Thanks, guys. Down here on the floor, Todd Kuklowski just cut the last piece of the net. Another sweet 16 net. You're heading back there. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it. The opportunity to be on the program again. Great job by our women down the stretch. We pulled it together in the second half. Mount St. Mary's certainly put together a terrific challenge for us coming out. They had all guns blazing. We had to steady ourselves and settle into our game. But, you know, as it wore on, we really played better and better.
Got that little scare early on there when Chaklos went out of the game. What was going through your mind?
Oh, Kylie's tough as nails. I knew she'd be fine. She needed a blow and get that ankle taped up. And she came out, and she was just terrific again.
You were down by 8 points, so like last night, down, but you guys just steady it out and rally back. What was it early on there? It just wasn't in sync.
I think you credit the other team for forcing you to do things that you don't want to do and playing great in their own right. You know, so I give credit to our opponent.
But you got some great looks inside for Fritz and Borgia playing strong early on, getting those buckets.
Well, that was the game plan, to attack them a little bit. They have a history of sort of challenging ball screens, and we run a lot of ball screens, so we managed to tweak our plays a little bit to ISO the post, and we're able to succeed in that.
Makano got her points, but Caitlin did another great job just kind of frustrating her out there from time to time.
Well, she's a terrific player from Mount St. Mary's and really difficult to stop. You just have to make her work hard for her shots, but, you know, wow, she hit a lot of great shots because Caitlin was hanging all over her all night.
I want to hear this from you because I don't think I've ever heard this, but I would think you're rooting for Messiah tonight.
Well, you know, they're a conference partner of ours, and we're rooting for all our conference partners to do well and represent the MAC and the Commonwealth in particular. So, you know, go Messiah. I hope they're doing well. I think they're out playing Mary Washington tonight, so we wish them good luck.
And a good chance it could come back here with a Messiah win next week.
Well, we certainly have put in a bid to host. There are a number of terrific teams with great records out there, I'm sure, that have also put in bids. So, you know, we'll celebrate the win, and we'll see where the NCAA sends us next.
All right. Good luck this week in preparations. We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, John.
All right, Ty Kuklowski back upstairs, guys. That's it from the floor.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll run down the NCAA Women's Division III scoreboard, have the scores at the point at which we have them right now. That's coming up after this. LVC wins tonight 70-53 over Mount St. Mary. They're back in the Sweet 16 next weekend. You heard it here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College athletics and academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in a student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, Luminaries of the 20th Century in Art, Politics, and Culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Back at Anvil, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser back in the booth. LVC 70-53 over Mount St. Mary College. And a lot of the fans, the parents sticking around as players continue to cut down the nets at both ends of the floor, winning their first two rounds of the NCAA Women's Division III basketball playoffs, headed back to the Sweet 16 this coming Friday night. Sight to be determined, and we'll keep you abreast of that as we know, and also at GoDutchman.com, so keep checking out the websites for that. But fabulous game by Lebanon Valley College once again. 4 players in double-digit scoring, and just some fine inside play by Fritz and Borgia, and also, Hiltz doing what she does so well. And Kylie Chaklos with a shocking 3 three-pointers. And what a game the freshman has had. But apparently the injury not so bad as initially thought. She came back in the game and certainly took care of business for LVC. Now, of course, there are other second-round games taking place in the NCAA Women's Division III basketball tournament. And Brian Kaiser is ready to run them down.
Yeah, that I am, sir. Let's start at the opposite side of the bracket because I can run down the bottom right, as we like to call it, because none of these games really have much in the terms of scoring that we can update you. Chicago takes on Wisconsin-Eau Claire. That's an 8 o'clock start time. Calvin taking on Wisconsin-Stevens Point. That was supposed to start at 7:30. No updated score on that one. Those two winners will play each other in the Sweet 16. Coe and St. Thomas, they should be at halftime right now, but we do not have an updated score to my knowledge on that one. So we have nothing there. The winner of that one will take on the winner of the Tufts Johns Hopkins game, and that game right now is at halftime. Tufts with a 29-19 lead on Johns Hopkins. We'll go to the upper right of the bracket. These games all either at halftime or approaching halftime as we speak. We'll start with the team on the top, DePauw. They are down by one right now to Carthage. They have started the second half there. About 17 minutes left to go there in the second half, and Carthage has a 30-29 advantage in that one. Winner of that game will play the winner of the Washington University Center game. They've also started the second half in that one. They're under 16 minutes left to go in that one, and Wash U a 36-28 advantage on Center. Illinois Wesleyan is bombing Thomas More right now at Thomas More. Not really a shock, because Thomas More is one of those teams that always seems to have the great regular season, and Illinois Wesleyan is that team that always has the great postseason. That's holding up there. 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Wesleyan up 36-17 on Thomas More. And a game that is at halftime. And the winner of that Illinois Wesleyan Thomas More game will get the winner of the Muhlenberg Mount Union game. That game being played at Mount Union. And unfortunately for our John Wilsbach, Mount Union down at halftime right now to a red hot Muhlenberg team, 33-23. Let's go to the upper left. That's the bracket that is headed by Amherst. Amherst, they will be playing Babson starting at 8 o'clock. Babson, a great defensive team, but they're not Amherst. The winner of that game will play against the winner of York and Juniata. 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter at Juniata, and York has the 31-20 lead in that one. The other games in that bracket, Rhode Island College and Emmanuel are at halftime. 32-31, a tight one there. Rhode Island College with the lead in that game. Winner of that game will take on King's College. They score the last 11 points of the game against William Patterson and shock them 64-63. So congratulations to Mac Freedom Squad Kings. They join LVC as the two teams we know for sure right now are in the Sweet 16. We move to Lebanon Valley College and their bracket. George Fox undefeated at the bottom half and bottom part of that draw. They take on Lewis and Clark. That's out west in Oregon at 10 o'clock. Winner of that game will take on the winner of the Bowdoin-Ithaca game. They're at halftime there in Ithaca. Lead is 22-20 in favor of Bowdoin. We'll talk about that in just a second in terms of what it means potentially for hosting possibilities. In the game to determine who will take on Lebanon Valley College, Messiah has a 30-20 lead on Mary Washington. That game being played in Fredericksburg, Virginia at Mary Washington, and that game is at the half right now. So the winner of that game plays LVC. If it's Messiah, it'll be a MAC Commonwealth team guaranteed to be in the Elite Eight for the second straight year, but Messiah has that 10-point lead at halftime. We go to the idea of hosting now, and that's the thing that's interesting here, John, because George Fox is a team that is out in Oregon. If they want George Fox to host, the NCAA is going to have to foot the bill for three teams to fly out there. The NCAA will not pay for plane transportation. They will bus teams under 500 miles, and that's where Bowdoin becomes very important. If Bowdoin ends up being the team that wins that game between they and Ithaca, the only school that is within 500 miles and would not have to force any sort of plane trip, Bowdoin could drive to LVC. It's just under 500 miles. And whether Messiah or Mary Washington win, they would be able to drive also to LVC. They'd only have to fly George Fox, which they're going to have to do anyways, as long as George Fox is not the team that ends up hosting. So, LVC fans, in my estimation, root for Bowdoin right now. If they beat Ithaca, I think they end up bringing it back here to LVC, but it's all up to the NCAA. It's all up to who ends up being there, and it's all up to whether or not they want to foot the bill to send everyone out to Oregon, because the team that is highest seeded and highest regarded is undefeated George Fox, who has a player who is 6'5". And that will be a tough matchup for anybody.
And it only looked like there was 800, I think, in the attendance yesterday down in Fredericksburg at Mary Washington. When you've got a facility like this, good numbers coming out,
kind of a centralized location of teams, and you have one on the West Coast. I'm selling it. NCAA, this is where you want to go.
They're not listening.
Again.
They're not listening. The bottom line is this. Mary Washington being undefeated, George Fox being undefeated, I think both of them would warrant the hosting over LVC, but it comes down to distance and cost. Right. If cost was no issue, everyone goes to George Fox. Cost probably does become an issue, and that's where if Ithaca wins and Mary Washington would win, I think they go to Mary Washington. But with Messiah taking care of business right now, and if they end up winning that game against Mary Washington, the highest seeded team or highest regarded team remaining, and a team that is very close to Messiah anyways, will guarantee a huge crowd at both doubleheaders or both games of the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 next weekend would be this site right here. And I think that's why if Bowdoin ends up winning that game against Ithaca, I think it comes here.
All right, that's going to wrap up this broadcast, and we thank you for tuning in, and we invite you back again next Friday night. And wherever LVC will be, we'll be there with them, so stay tuned to GoDutchman.com for the upcoming schedule. I want to thank our studio producer, Jake Lagor, engineer Steve Leedy, for Brian Kaiser. This is John Wilsbach. Lebanon Valley College now 26-3 on the season. They advance to the Sweet 16. Final score, LVC 70, Mount St. Mary College 53. You've been listening to the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Lebanon Valley College, and by Voice Ring of PA. Your home for the best in Lebanon Valley College sports is WMSS Middletown.